This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are starting out with a new guest today, Bull Polney. Bull is a very interesting guy. He's made some predictions in the past that I think are based on very, very sound reasoning, for lack of better terms. Bull and I and Corey all agree that the status of the Western economies right now cannot continue. There is no way that they can continue. Fundamentally, they are just on very, very shaky footing. The invisible hand of Adam Smith, which is basically, for lack of better terms, the foundation of any economy, is simply not being allowed to exist right now. Bo, you have an interesting theory on cycles. You have an interesting theory on where the economies are going. You have some interesting theories on where the price of gold is going to go based on what's going to happen to the economies. I find your philosophy to be very, very interesting based on cycles. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Sure, Al. Again, Al, thank you so much for having me on. Corey, thank you so much, too. So, you know, I'll try to answer whatever questions, you come up with, but I look at the world as nothing more than repeating cycles. And to understand where cycles lie, it's a matter of understanding that cycles have a dynamic to them. The dynamic of specifically a gold cycle is 7 years. And so understanding a 7-year gold cycle and interpreting that, laying it into the charts, it gives you a vision forward of where things are headed. And so when I look at gold and I look at its price at, you know, 1235, 1240 range, the cycle itself isn't complete, and the cycle completes with gold over $2,000. And that is cycle in itself is not over, and it's yet to complete, and I still believe that before the end of this year into next year, we're going to see an amazing move on gold, because it must catch up to where it needs to be in terms of price. And then looking that with comparing that with the markets, the markets identically have a 7-year cycle, and we're completing right now a sixth year of a market, and the seventh year is a deflationary crash. So there is not much time left, and in terms of the cycle, it's lining up perfectly for a very, very large correction, or cleansing, as you might want to call it.
Bo, chatting with you off mic, just interesting to hear your take and just the history of how these 7-year cycles seem to repeat themselves in a lot of different aspects in daily life, not only gold, but also the housing market, as well as the conventional markets, all kinds of different situations out there where the 7-year cycle seems to consistently repeat itself. But then you also were explaining to us how, along with these 7-year cycles, certain news events always seem to fit into this cycle to either start a cycle or finish it. Can you go into a little more depth on that for us, please?
Sure. When you look at a cycle, you have a bear cycle. A bear cycle is a market's going down, and then market can turn and become a bull cycle. Now, for a bull cycle to exist, there must be events to create a bull cycle. And so when you look at, you just talk about the number 7, you know, there's 7 days in a week. Why? I don't know, but there's 7 days in a week. You got a real estate cycle, typically 7 years. Why? I don't know. But cycles exist. They were created before events. And so the cycles are necessary, sorry, events are necessary to complete cycles. And so, like I said earlier, the stock market even an interview that I did in May of this year. The interview specifically was very clear. The stock market will not crash this year just yet. Why? Because we are completing a cycle that doesn't end this year. It ends this year. Once the end is in, the next is a downward cycle. So therefore, to answer your question, Corey, there will be events that will trigger it.
You know, what you're saying is absolutely fascinating to me in the sense that cycles, you know, one could attribute them to, as you're attributing them and other associates of ours, attributing them to being a true description of the way things occur and a true description of the way things have occurred historically. Now, if I take your philosophy as I understand it, it goes back to the Old Testament, the cycle being created by God. It took 6 days to create the earth, and then on the seventh day, God rested. Okay. If you believe the Old Testament, that's the way it is. Now, if you look at what happened, for example, economically in the past, let's just say 15 years, okay, 2008, thereabouts, fall of 2008, the market collapsed. Okay, you go back to 2000 and the latter part of 2001, 2000, and the very early part of 2002, the market was doing pretty well, as was feelings in the United States, very patriotic feelings because of what resulted in September of 2001. Okay, now we take that to the present day, latter part of 2008, and we go to either the very latter part of 2014 or the early part of 2015. If you look at historical cycles, things aren't looking too good for the future for us, Bo.
Well, yeah, it's funny, actually. Good job on talking about those dates there. Look at 9/11, okay? Go 6 years forward. What did you get to? 2007, top.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then we have a year of cleansing. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so fantastic job, Al.
I mean, thank you, Professor. But I mean, it's as obvious to anyone, you know, as the nose on their face. And
that's correct. But the world starts to erupt. But the world looks at the price point. I look at cycles. So I don't care that the bottom came in 2009. I look at a cycle. Where did the energy of that cycle shift? And it was not in 2009. And then you got to start counting forward to 6 days up, I mean 6 years up, and then you get to the top, and then you find the next cycle. The problem is with this next cycle, there's a very big problem with it. Okay, I think I sent you an email earlier, Al and Corey, and I basically posted, I don't know if you, in Silver Doctors, I posted an update, just put it on the record. Was it dated, I think it was like the 4th, I believe, of August, or 5th of August, and it basically is called, you know, the coming inflationary spike and deflationary bear market cycle that devastates the world, okay? And there I basically put what's called a megaphone chart pattern. When that megaphone breaks, it keeps going to the downside. So there will be no support on this break when the Dow starts to fall, and it's going to continue to drop.
Some scary aspects there, Bo, when you follow through with these cycles and look at the time period that we are in right now. We seem to be talking about and talking to a lot of people that feel a very similar way of that the market is going to come back, but looking at it from your cycles actually really adds a more definite, in my eyes, time frame to when this all might happen. And I think that is really something that we need to keep on following, and I know we're going to keep on chatting with you just because this is all fascinating, and I know all of our listeners out there will look back over some of these dates and say, wow, you know what, he is right. The seven-year cycle does seem to repeat itself, and Bo, we're going to bring you back on, continue our discussion about this cycle theory, but relate it a little bit more to gold, silver, as well as the conventional markets. Everybody stick around. We're going to continue our discussion with Bo right after this.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our discussion with Bo Pelloni. Bo, we ended the last segment chatting about your cycle theory and saying that we were going to relate it now all back to gold, silver, and the conventional markets. First of all, touching off with gold, can you give us some more background on how this cycle theory really relates to the gold market right now?
Court, just give you a little another piece of fun information. You know, after the 9/11 crash, right? Go forwards, 7 years, you'll see one cycle of gold complete. Then go another 7 years, and you're going to see another cycle of gold complete. You know, so you've got two cycles of gold completing from the year roughly 2000 into the year 2014. So you have 2 7-year cycles of gold now finished. Gold's about to embark on cycle 3. 7 years forward.
You know, it's hard to dispute. A lot of people would say, when you talk about this particular subject, a lot of people would say, well, yeah, it's just a coincidence. But I have to tell you, there are too many coincidences out there. There just are. You know, if you look at societal events, for example, Cohn's book, The Harbinger, very, very interesting what has occurred since 2001 and how it was all predicted in many of the prophecies of the Old Testament, and then again in some of the prophecies of the New Testament. Now, we're not a religious program and we're not advocating any particular religious philosophy, but you got to admit, it is pretty darn interesting, to say the least, when you talk about that. I find cycle theory, Bo, to be absolutely fascinating. You know, Gary Savage on our show is a firm believer in cycles, probably to a lesser extent. Well, I don't want to say to a lesser extent than you are, but doesn't get into it quite as deeply as you do. So, you know, when you, for example, talk about 2000 and gold, that basic $2,000 an ounce gold, you're basically basing that comment on cycle theory. Could you elaborate on that for us?
You have a cycle that's not finished yet. Okay, the gold still needs to complete a cycle, and the cycle is over $2,000. So you can keep it down as long as you want, but it will find its place. And its place is not at $1,300. And before the cycle completes, we will be sitting over $2,000 gold. I believe it will come this year. And if it doesn't come this year, meaning that we will be moving up from this year, it's just a matter, is it going to happen before December? And I believe it will. I really believe it will. And if we're not fully into 2000 yet, you know, before next summer, we will 100% be, you know, over $2,000 easily. But I still believe it will happen this year. If it happens this year, then by the next year, it's going to be even higher. See, because cycle work doesn't give me specific prices. It tells me a projection, and like I got a bull projection that's about to take off here. And the question is how high it's going to go. So it depends on how high it gets by December, because it's not over in December yet. It's going to keep going. And so then we'll see how high it gets into next summer. And so depending on how high gold gets into the end of the year, we'll then determine how high it will be into next year.
So with these cycles, is this gold cycle, this upward move, going to be absolutely correlated with the conventional market downward move?
Remember, when the stocks crash, gold is a deflationary hedge. So in other words, gold will rise on a stock crash.
Gold should rise on a stock crash.
This time gold will rise.
Well,
in a deflationary crash until the very top comes in, then gold will come back and retest 1900. But first, it's going through 2000.
What I'm saying is, I'm a firm believer in the fact that gold is the best place to be in terms of a portion of a person's assets, because it is the greatest financial insurance policy available out there. It is a great hedge against, you know, whatever would happen if the markets do crash. I got to tell you, Bo, I agree with you 100%. There is no way the conventional markets can continue upward. I mean, we hear on our show, on our daily editorials, almost every single day that, you know, yeah, things are okay right now because, you know, the glue has bandaged the house of cards together so it's not falling down. But someday the piper is going to have to be paid. Now, whether that's in early 2015 or whether that's in 2020, the fact of the matter is someday the piper is going to have to be paid because, you know, like my dad used to say, There are certain things that are irrefutable. One and one is always going to equal two. Bad economic fundamentals are always going to result in disaster, right?
Absolutely, that's right, and you can't, you can. Gold is like the it's the ultimate insurance against I call it insurance against everything paper, because paper is what you believe to be true, whereas gold is true, and so when the paper becomes worth less or worth nothing, your gold is the only thing left standing.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people on our within our audience who trade gold on a daily basis. You know, more power to them. God love them. And the reason I say that is because they are so much more sophisticated than I am, certainly in that area. The Corlin family doesn't buy gold because we want to trade it. We don't buy silver because we want to trade it. We buy gold and silver and take possession and hold it because we want to have something that if the bottom does ever fall out, and I'm of the opinion that it will, it is really, really the best thing that you can possibly have. Bo, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in what you're doing right now, which is a very successful website.
You know, Al, I used to, have a practice. I used to work, every day, and 20 years of doing it, you one day decide, is what you want to keep doing, and then, world starts to change and things start to happen in the world, and, you start to realize, there's got to be other ways and other things to do, and you start studying charts and looking at charts, and you ask yourself a very simple question. Is, tomorrow on the chart, is that a random event, or is it predictable? And, and once you start studying cycles, you understand that they're predictable, and from that, I basically started, studying and watching and looking at the charts, and it's been 10 years now, and I've learned a lot. Let me tell you, it's been really interesting road. And since then, I've set up, about a year ago, I put together a website. A lot of people started asking me to, post my stuff. So I've basically got two things. One's a very, very inexpensive gold index. People just get weekly updates from me, my thoughts. I actually give them when the stock market's going to top, they get that. They get the cycle tops of when things are going to happen. They'll also know when the next two gold tops come in. I give them to to those subscribers. And then there's people who are very active traders and want all the details of some of the cycle movement. And so I basically have like more of what's called turn dates, and I give them more specific details. But not everybody really needs that. But anybody in gold, if they're interested in the markets or when the tops and the bottoms are going to start to come apart, that's what I provide and try to keep it nice and simple.
Bo, I personally receive many of your updates. I enjoy hearing what you have to say. I also like the aspect of a very long-term look at things, to also some of these turn dates, a short-term look at things. So I highly recommend everybody to go out there, check out Bo's website. It's Gold 2020 Forecast. Bo, we're going to bring you back on the show, hopefully on a more regular basis, because everything that you have to say is just fascinating. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Bull Pulmy is a pretty interesting man. He's got some ideas that are certainly not what I would consider to be mainstream, but they are ideas that Corey and I really don't discount. Now, somebody else's ideas who we don't discount at all is Bron Sacecki. Bron is involved with the Perth Mint, and in light of the fact that the sentiment right now really in the United States vis-a-vis gold is at it's at a lowest level as I've ever seen it. And as I've said many, many times before on this show, I've been in the gold sector since probably mid-1975. I have never seen it this bad. The 80s weren't good, the 90s weren't good, but what's going on right now is, I would have to say, meaningfully negative. Does this mean that the bottom is in? Well, a lot of people who you're going to be hearing from later on in the show feel that way. We wanted to go to somebody, however, who wasn't selling a newsletter, who wasn't selling his opinion necessarily, but who was in an executive position with a major bullion institution in the world, i.e. the Perth Mint, and that's Bron Sacecki. Let's talk first a little bit about this sentiment here. How are you seeing it exhibited in Australia with your business?
Well, thanks, Al. Yeah, and actually, you know, I'll have to say I've done this interview a couple of times, but I've failed to disclose an interest, which is that I own precious metals. So I think maybe, you know, I know it's not the same as owning a stock and recommending a share, but I just sort of felt like, wait a minute, I've been talking about gold and haven't disclosed that I own it, so that might be seen as a conflict of interest there or an interest. But no, look, I mean, even though I do own precious metals myself and I'm more of a buy and hold investor. Unfortunately, you know, retail investors, you know, the average person, they do get influenced by sentiment and what is talked about on mainstream media. And unfortunately, it's very hard to hold a bit of a discipline for some people with precious metals. I mean, having said that, you know, and we're sort of just recently doing a bit of strategic planning sessions at the Perth Mint. And as part of that, I sort of went through and had a look at some of our client base in the depository business where we see them buying and selling and they hold metal with us, so we get a sense of their behaviour over time. And interestingly, probably about 60 to 70% of our clients are buy and hold. And I look at that because I just see them buying precious metals in one transaction, no transactions for a period of time, and then either selling the entire lot or, as we have a lot of clients that have continued to hold. So, you know, there are a number of people that do hold the discipline, but we also do see a lot of clients that buy in and then get out, and then also a little bit, you know, do a bit of active trading. But unfortunately, in this sort of decline from 1800, 1900, and then it spiked to 1800 in late 2012, and it's been in a run down since then, we have seen clients liquidating. We've been facing a little bit of pressure where clients have been selling. And interestingly, in just recent times, some of the behaviour is that as it gets up to 13, 13, 20, we saw a few clients liquidating. And these are clients generally that have maybe bought in a little bit higher, and they're sort of throwing the towel in. They're like, well, prices had a little bit of a surge up. You know, I'm still losing money, but I'm just going to get out. And I think that does reflect sentiment, you know, in a lot of other sort of markets. I mean, having said that, it's not like we're getting a huge number of clients all liquidating and we're facing massive outflows. So there's still a large proportion of clients that are buy and hold. And I don't know, maybe that's just, you know, a bit unique to our sort of offering. You know, people more conservative and want a sort of government guaranteed safe facility, so maybe they're a little bit more willing to sit it out. But looking at across from the coin side of the business and smaller bar, we do see it quite poor at the moment. And I think it is. There's no doubt that this is really bad sentiment. I've been not as long as you out in the game, but I started with the Mint in 1994. In their Sydney outlet, selling gold over the counter physically. And I haven't seen it this bad, and just the negativity and the lack of interest. It's just the lack of new money coming in, which is very pronounced. And I think, you know, what I presented to the other executives sort of when I was sort of doing a bit of a review is my sense is that investors have a sort of crisis fatigue. So we had, you know, the GFC, and we've had sort of other crises and stagnant and sort of poor economic performance. And I think that got a lot of people to come in and look at precious metals as an insurance allocation and as a hedge and a protection measure. But what's happened is that those investors have bought and they're in. Now, there's, you know, Ukraine and all these other sorts of factors going on, and the economy is still weak and it's not really, you know, booming along. So it's, those are not motivations for most investors who've bought in, you know, over the last 10 years to really sell. It's not enough for them to say, hey, everything's happy, you know, sunny skies, let's sell my precious metals and get into other assets. So it's not enough for those sort of strategic and stronger hands to sell. They're sort of going, well, everything's, you know, pretty uncertain. I'm going to hold on to my precious metals. But it's not enough to induce them to really load up a whole heap more. So we're not seeing new money coming in from existing holders. The holders have bought gold, they're sitting on it, they're going, things are uncertain, I'm going to sit on my gold until I know what's happening. But it's also not sort of the stagnant sort of stasis situation we're in. We're in a sort of stagnant equilibrium, I suppose, in a way, that it's not enough to induce the people that haven't bought gold to go and say, yeah, better go and buy some gold, you know. And so I think we're facing this really tough, stagnant market for us over the last few years, and could go on who knows how long, where the sentiment from people is it's not, you know, it's not bad enough for me to add to my holdings, but it's also not bad enough to induce new people to come into the market. And that's why we're seeing such sort of poor interest, I suppose.
Bron, I think you bring up a good point that there are very different investors in gold. It's not like a normal blue chip stock where people invest in it and are either expected to receive the dividends or they're trying to sell at a capital gains. There are these people that are very much buy and hold. And I think they will always be around no matter what's going on in the gold industry. And what really drives the price in my eyes are some of the big institutional buyers and then also those retail individuals that do get scared to either protect their money or just for another reason, they might think that there truly is a weakness. And right now we're seeing strength in especially the U.S. markets as well as a couple other markets out there that those traders, I guess you could call them, or the retail money just is not flowing into the market. And by you saying that people are actually selling some of their positions, that speaks volumes to me. And I want to get maybe your take on if you've seen more sellers coming in. Has this been increasing or staying fairly steady over the last year? Because to me, if it's increasing, that could actually really start to signal a bottom more than a steady inflow of these sellers.
Yeah, no, we haven't been seeing like an increase in the rate of selling. What we see, I think, is just this, there's obviously a bunch of people that are not really strong hands. I think they got into precious metals, they got caught up in the euphoria. I thought they were going to make a whole ton of money. They're not what I would call, real committed, understand why they bought precious metals. It's insurance. It's a hedge. You use that in that way. So I think that's the weak hands. And what I'm seeing is that, there's sort of a constant rate of selling. It's not increasing at a rapid rate. It's not like the rate of selling is increasing. It's at a constant rate. And they're sort of seeing any of these spike ups, okay, I'm out. That's it. Price has moved up to 13.20. I'm out. Price has moved up to another level. They sort of just throw in the towel and get out at that point. So yeah, it's not like there's an increasing rate of selling going on. It's just this constant sort of little bit of people are just throwing the towel in, really. And so this sort of encouraging, and the fact that the buy and holds are still sitting in and sitting tight is a positive sign for me.
Well, I think it's a positive sign for everybody. I'm curious what's going on though in certain regions of the world, and given the fact that you're located in one of the regions that I am very, very interested in, I'll be curious to see what you have to say about what the Chinese are doing. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Ron Sachecki.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. Al and I are continuing our conversation with Bron Krzyzewski over at the Perth Mint. Bron, Al ended the last segment by stating we wanted to get into a little bit more what's going on with the Chinese demand in gold. And I know being so close to China, the proximity of Australia and Perth especially, you deal a fair amount with these Chinese investors, whether big or small. Can you give us a rundown on maybe what you've seen recently over the last, I would say, year for the demand for gold over in China?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. China is an interesting market, and I think a lot more sophisticated than the Western investor, unfortunately, who's very much, you know, if the price is up, I'll buy, if the price is down, I'm selling, and very mood and that sentiment driven. The Chinese demand we see is a lot more nuanced, and they do, when you read the newsletters and the blogs, you know, there's always this sort of story, China's buying. But in reality, the Chinese demand fluctuates and moves. There's always a net buying, but it surges and drops off in relation to price. And they're very canny in a general sense when we look at just how much we sell, and that it surges, you know, when the price is a bit lower. They like to buy in at cheap prices, and then they drop off a little bit when the price gets too high. And, you know, I sort of hear our dealers, and we come in and the price has moved up overnight significantly. Our dealers are like, oh, we're not going to be selling in the kilo bars, you know. So it's almost like we know they're very counterintuitive to price. So we do look at, and I certainly look at, the demand for their products. And probably just to step back, the thing is that probably listeners should appreciate that mining companies are just continual churners of precious metals. They're not like, they sort of go, oh, gee, the price is low. You know, hey, guys, you can all go home. You know, we're not going to make any gold this week. I mean, you know, they're a continuous producer of precious metals. And so what we face as a refiner is that the mining companies are delivering the gold to us almost continuously. So we have almost a regular 5 to 6 tons every week that we're receiving, $300 million worth of gold. And they want to be paid straight away for that. But as you would guess, demand is not constant. You know, demand fluctuates. So how that's reflected is that we always are selling. If you said to me, what's your sales volume? I'd say the sales volume is the same every week, 5 tons. It doesn't change. What changes is the premium, the fabrication premium. So if demand is high and, you know, people want to buy 10 tons and we've only got 5 tons, then obviously the premium above the spot price, the fabrication premium goes up. And if demand is off and we're producing 5 tons and there's only people want to buy 2 tons, then the premium contracts. So it's actually the premium above the spot price that tells us the strength of the demand, not so much the volume. The volume is constant. So what I do is I look at that premium, and that's an indicator of where the market is. And we see that surge and drop off, and that has been happening with price. And over the last probably 6 months or so, we've seen it really sort of come off quite a bit. And I think this sort of commodity financing scandal in China, there was a bit of gold tied up in that, and that resulted in demand coming off. And I think as well, the price sort of surging up above 1300, sort of we saw the demand peel off as well. But it's been quite interesting because, okay, the demand sort of drops a little bit, the premiums are still there, but probably a few months ago we got to the situation where the premiums were so low that, almost coming down to cost, and our refinery was sitting there and saying, look, maybe it's cheaper for us just to make 400 ounce bars and ship them to London rather than actually try and sell kilo bars at a loss. So that is quite a poor sentiment, and it was quite striking for it to get to that point. Interestingly, what we saw was bullion banks coming in, and what they do in this situation, which is probably not appreciated, is that when demand drops like that, they sort of rub their hands because they look long term and go, look, we know the Chinese are going to come back in this market at some point in time, and right now the Perthmin's got 5 tons, it's just churning out, it has to sell it, the premiums are low, and they stockpile. They will go in and buy off us and pay a small premium, and they will literally stockpile kilo bars on the expectation that in a few months' time the Chinese demand will return, premiums will go up, and they will be able to sell them at a premium profit. Forget about metal price, because they're usually buying when price is high, the Chinese aren't interested, the premium is low. So it's talking about trading the premium of the precious metal. And so what they would do is stockpile. Now, of course, they hedge themselves. They're not interested in taking a price exposure, because for them to buy kilo bars at a low premium is when the price is high, and when Chinese demand returns, when the price is low, they would lose on the spot price. They make money on the premium. So what they would do is hedge themselves, and normally the biggest market is COMEX. So you can see open interest and short positions increasing in periods of price weakness, because the bullion banks are acting as sinks where they're sucking in all of this physical and stockpiling it, hedge themselves in futures markets and elsewhere. And then when the Chinese demand returns, they close those hedges off, sell the physical into China. And interestingly, just recently in the last week, we have seen that interest return now, and the premiums are now starting to move back up. And I do know, talking to our traders a few months ago, that we were aware that the bullion banks were stockpiling, because we don't necessarily know where they're selling to and consumers, but we can see what warehouses and bulls that they're asking us to ship the metal into. So we know that they were stockpiling kilo bars. And now that the premiums are starting to return, which is very encouraging for me, because I see that as a sign that the Chinese are now starting to come back in at these low levels around the low 1200s. I mean, that's not to say, of course, that, the price could weaken a little bit further from here, because we don't have, as you said, Corey, the fund managers, the macro guys that are playing the macro trends. That big money isn't, the narrative is not there for gold at the moment. It's a strong dollar sort of story. So that we want to see the Chinese demand returning, which we are, plus a more positive story on gold in the mainstream media that influences fund managers, and both of those together would really give us a strong indication of a bottom. But the fact that the Chinese are now coming back, premiums for kilo bars are starting to return, is a positive sign, and is possibly starting to indicate that we are getting into a bottom. I still just can't see it really breaking 1180. I just don't see it's going to go through that support. That's a really strong support level. It would have to be something really negative to push it down to that. But I think on the risk side, Goldman Sachs is still out there pushing their, $1,050 call. And whilst they're out there pushing that narrative and trying to get that story, obviously they don't want to be proven wrong, that's a potential negative, because fund managers look at that sort of talk and get dissuaded by it. But hopefully the Chinese demand can come in at this point, provide a bit of a bottom, stop the fall, and then that will give us a base on which to work from.
Bron, I feel really strongly that the real major player in the gold market right now, and has been for quite some time, mainland China. I firmly believe that. Chinese have a very different philosophy than the Western world does on matters like gold, on matters like their concept of time. Very, very different from the way we feel over here. Now, having said that, the fact that we're not seeing a major drop in the demand from China, I think says something, and I think that that says that's where the smart money is right now, certainly in this market. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think New York hedge funds sitting there in New York all chatting to themselves and, you know, coming up with their theories, I think they can get disassociated from the physical market and not be aware of when that demand's returning. And I think this Chinese sort of action and their willingness to come in on lows and buy is something that provides support to the market. And I think it's pretty hard to trade against that. I think that, you know, I'm encouraged by the action. I'm hopeful that we can get a bottom forming here. I think retail interest, I don't think we can expect much support from them at this point. Unfortunately, Western retail investors need to see a price trend sort of upwards before they really start to come in. They help sort of push the trend up. They don't necessarily start the trend. And I think the key is that China is providing the base for us here, providing the base on the market, and we've just got to hope that the speculators can see that action and start to take position themselves accordingly and help sort of move that trend from upwards. But unfortunately, you know, I think we also have to be aware that we could just be staying in a sort of stagnant sort of price action mode for quite a while. I mean, sort of, you know, 1,200, 1,400 range, even though it's quite wide, it's not unprecedented. I mean, in the 94, 95, 96 period, you know, gold traded between 380 and 400 for a really long time, year and a half, 2 years, I think, and just bounced up and down. And the trade became, you know, buy at 380, sell at 400. And that can be a reinforcing sort of behavior where people see a bottom, they buy in, and they see the top, you know, in a range, and they sell. And that can become reinforcing. So, you know, we could still be, you know, stuck in a bit of a range for a while.
Bron, I think it is good to note that as long as China is still a big player in the industry or in this market, then that does provide us with a base. We do, I believe, need some big players in the West here to start investing in gold, and that will start to get some of the retail individuals on board, which really makes it run. We'll need to see if that happens sooner rather than later. Right now, we're looking very, very range-bound. Bron, really appreciate your time. Everybody stick around for some opinion from Wendell Zerb over at Exeter Resource. Doc is going to be joining us, and further opinions from Dan Kerr and Peter Grandage.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural
medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.